Now, what kind of fence came in after rail? You got what?
We got barbed wire. And we got webbed wire. The first webbed wire I ever seen was there on that tree out there. You know, from the front to the back.
Yes.
And it wasn't, it was, I'd say it was a handmade webbed wire. Woven by hand.
When you set up a barbed wire fence, you have to dig holes for
a post.
For each.
That was so many feet apart. 10 feet, 12 feet.
Each what? Each
post was about 12 feet apart.
I see. When we were looking out in the barn out there, sir, you had some hay in
sacks?
What kind of sacks?
Grass sacks?
Grass sacks?
I cut that off of my front lawn out there with a hoe.
Really?
You see, I was sick all the year and I couldn't get nobody to mow my yard. So I just let it go. Then after I got better, I got me 2 cows. And I put them back here and they kept my grass down. But in May, we had a little dry spell and they eat it up to the ground. But I had some of that hay that I made last year. So I fed them about 2 weeks. And one morning I got up and I looked at them and I said, shit, them cows getting poor. I'm going to take them to the sale. So I sold.
Getting what?
Getting poor. Wasn't getting enough to eat. You see all that grass over there?
Yeah.
That's where they shit. A cow won't eat over a shit. I don't give a damn how hungry she is. That's where them paws is up there. Them horses won't eat it.
Yeah.
But a horse is different from a cow. Generally, he's got a certain place to go. For his lamination. But a cow just anyway, she gets ready, she drop it. A sheep or goat, is that what? A hog got a certain place to go.
When you used to feed, did you have a place, something in the kitchen you'd keep to put scraps in to feed the, you'd take out to feed the hogs?
Yeah, well, it's what you call a slop bucket.
A slop bucket? And what sort of, I wanted to ask you, sir, what sort of utensils you had, that sort of thing?
Oh, different kinds. Iron, pottery.
What did you have to cook in? Maybe cook eggs in?
Skillet, iron skillet. I got one out there.
Do you have a flat bottom or round?
Yeah, flat bottom.
I see. Did you ever see one with legs on it on an old fireplace?
Sure, God, yes. They had round bottoms.
Yeah, what do they call them? The skillet?
No, they call them a pot.
Pot?
They had a certain pot to make gumbo in, a stew. A big bread, pie, stuff like that.
Yeah. And would you have something, maybe a big kind of brown or black kind of iron, that thing made out of iron, maybe you boil water in it, maybe, or something like that?
Yeah.
What was that?
Well, that was a wash pot.
Out in the backyard? Mm-hmm. Yeah, but something that you might use to cook on, you know, in the stove or something like that.
Well, we had them. Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.